Oh, yes. And as I was saying, I poured the potion in his drink, and a moment after my leaving, it blew up in smoke. Oh, hello there. Who might you be? Goodness me, you look so handsome and mysterious, don't you? But aren't men meant to be coming over to the women in these things? Like a village dance? Ladies? Ladies, where are you going? Don't leave me with this. Oh, your arm. I'd love to. But I can't really dance. Oh, you mean over here? Okay. Of course, traveller. I'd be happy to have such a kind escort. I was meaning to stretch my legs anyway. Who? Yes. Yes, I am the priestess assigned to the princess. You've seen her, right? The princess of Delamere? Yes, the red-haired one. She is a beauty, is she not? Goodness me, I am very lucky. Oh, I am as well. Thank you. My. I mean, well, you do know your manners. And where do you hail from, traveller? Not a brothel, I'd hope. No. North, I see. Well, that really would put you in these clothes. Yes, I see it. You are a merchant, aren't you? No. A secret prince. No. Oh, but you look just like one. Wait, where are we going? You're leading me from the ballroom. Traveller, your arms are so strong. You would not drag a lady so, would you? Well, I suppose I am not a lady at that, just a priestess, but all the more reason for your gentleness then. I am required tomorrow, and it would not do to have me gone from the princess for so long. Well, you're right, it is such a lovely night for a walk, but we are still inside. I do trust you, traveller. Is such a thing wrong? No, I do feel safe with you. Somehow. Say, was that woman you were with, what was she, with you? It is all right if you do not wish to say. I didn't mean to pry. It is just, I feel like you should be with her. I fear I am not worthy of such strapping company and such kindness. Wait, but that way leads to. You wish to be alone with me? Goodness, traveller. Your breath on my neck. Oh, all right, traveller. I'll do it. I'll go in with you. But because I trust you, okay? Please? Say, traveller, have you ever heard the tale of the wolf and the little girl? She gobbled him right up. Oh, traveller, you are a two-headed snake, aren't you? Coiling and dancing to my tune. I gave you every opportunity to leave, but your instincts kicked in. Which ones, The need to protect such a little girl or take her. A shame it is those same instincts that trap you now. Simply a spell of sinew, my dear, locking you up for a moment, just to give you a taste before we begin. Now, I shall unbind you enough to let you crawl, should you wish. But no screaming.
Oh,
I said no screaming, and I meant it, traveller. The spell still binds your mouth. Oh, look at you, scrabbling for the door. What do you think they shall hear, traveller? The desperate sounds of escape, or something more sinister, secretive. People fuck at these things more often than dance, honestly. We are alone, for as long as I wish. Oh, my darling, here, open your mouth, tilt your head back, drink. Drink. It's just a little tube. There we go. Or maybe you are used to little tubes in your throat, brothel boy? Oh, you thought you could hide it. With those clothes, with your being here, but with no title. My boy, you stick out like... well, like a sore cock. Which shall be an apt description in about... 3 minutes? And then a stiff body in 4. Do you feel your blood rising, brothel boy? Enough to be from my glistening white dress, perhaps. Though more probably due to the poison dripping down your throat. And as much as I would enjoy the thrill of killing, of having the guards come and one by one fall to my spell, and cunt, I think the best fucks are most often the most desperate, the most intimate. So, brothel boy, we shall play a game. Yes, a most delectable game. This little bottle is the antidote. So pure, so white. You shall require every drop for it to work. Every last drop. What would a man do, I wonder, for a last desperate taste of life? Would he remain crawling, though his arms were free? Would he please beyond any he has pleased in his work, as well as he could? Would he leap like a frog if I made him? Oh, my boy, you are a frightened, stupid one. Crawl. Crawl. Oh. Good boy. I'd say just close to 3 minutes left now. Chop, chop. Follow the drips on the floor. That's a good boy. Lick them up. Good dog. Now I shall reward you, little dog. Do you see my dress? This innocent, delicate fabric. What had you wished this night? Perhaps to rip it off and fuck me through a hole of your making. Oh, no, brothel boy. It would not do to ruin such a dress. Watch me slip it off. The cleavage does dip far below fairness, I know, but you are dumb to think a priestess would wear such a thing. No, they are far too prudish. I am the sorceress of Delamere. Oh, just saying that feels so fucking hot. Oh, come now, lick up here. There's a good boy. Good doggy. That's a good doggy. Come to mummy. Come, try a taste. Oh, and before you do, look up at me. There's a good boy. 2 minutes. Now, which do you feel it is? Antidote? or poison? It could be neither, of course, but, well, darling, wherever would the fun be in that? Now kiss me here. Oh, good doggy. Now kiss here. Oh, good boy. Oh, and for the last trips. You shall have to use your tongue well, brothel boy. Here. Does it taste like the kiss of death? No, it does not. But how would you know? Oh, poor good doggy. Obedient doggy. Now slip off the rest of my dress, doggy. No, no. With your teeth. Go on. Well, now that you've had a taste of such a thing, your time is almost up. I feel right telling you. It was poison. Oh. And zero. No, no, doggy, you are not dead. Oh, lucky boy, were your tongue just a bit too boring, a bit less pining, I might have changed it after all. But as it is, I believe you may have even earned a reward. Yes. Now, look into my eyes. I shall require to see into you for this to work. Yes, I think I have you now. There. You wish to fuck your contact? What is her name? Let me guess. Smith? She does feel like such a voluptuous skin. Her breast so heaving and soft. Her nipples so small. Or maybe the princess herself. Her long flowing hair, red as an aching peach. Legs of supple and strength. Or maybe you picked me because you like them young and defenseless. Oh. Sick, twisted brothel boy. Well, maybe if you are good, I shall play the part for you. For your little cock. Oh, sorry. I mean your big, strong, caring man cock. We are so close, are we not? Brothel boy? Come, kiss me before the spell wears off. Oh, you actually thought it could wear off. You are just walking into every one of my traps, aren't you? Stumbling in the dark. I am in control, brothel boy, your little sorceress. Would you like to see my true form? Perhaps in time. But for now, let us ease into the next fun. Sutha. There, and now you are panting like a real doggy. Bark for me, boy. Bark. Be a good dog and lap up mummy's pussy, okay? Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, there we are. Oh. Let go of your fears. Let go of your consciousness and lap. Lick. and suck Mummy's tight little cunt. Oh, it is all right, Traveller. I see through you. I shall always be there for you. Fuck you better. You need only look into my eyes. Oh, yes, I see. You are a romantic one, aren't you? Poor little brothel boy. Searching for such companionship. In a place like this? Oh. No, no. What you need is a hound, Countess. Two birds of a feather you are, or the assassin's depraved soul. Either one would fit you true for what you need. But let Mummy give you what you deserve. Come here and let me taste myself. Good boy. Good licky boy. Now, be patient. I can feel you rubbing against my leg. Oh, baby, come. I will give you what you crave once you perform for me. Be a dear and get to the edge for me, will you? You may pull yourself. Your mistress permits it. Oh, good boy. Good big boy. Further. Further. Rub properly, damn it. Is that how you would fuck your mistress's pussy? Is that how you imagine I would fuck? Oh, I'm insulted. Now. Get to the edge and hold it. Hold it. Do it for Mummy. There's a good boy. Oh, would you like some help? All right then, baby. Come here, suck on Mummy's titties. Oh, good boy. Good boy. No, no, you may not come. Stop. I said stop. Oh, that's it. You've done it now. Bend over. Come on. Bend over. Good. Now. Now, are you going to be a good boy and fuck Mummy properly? Good boy. Now get up. Kneel down and beg for me. Beg for Mummy's juicy pussy to clamp on your needy dick and pump you silly. Beg. Beg. That's a good little boy. Oh. Oh, I will pump your sore, thick cock with such rhythm you have never known until you weep from every eye. Praise me. Yes. Praise me. Praise your sorceress while she milks your pretty cock. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, this is it, boy. Oh, you cannot turn back. Give me your seed. Let go. Oh, let go. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Mummy's here. Shh, Mummy's here. Mummy's here. Oh, come for Mummy. Come. Come in Mummy's fat, sucky pussy. Oh. traveller. You even made me come. You should be proud. But, oh, I think you shall need training. Yes. Yes, a ways to go yet. For now, sleep. Oh, good boy. Good doggy, so peaceful. Nighty night.